Hello?
Hi, is this Jimmy?
Speaking.
This is Allison from the Home Care Agency, Family First Care, in regards to Robert Squillis.
Yes, Allison, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I still have you on my list, and I checked the status of Robert's case. Are you all caught up with that?
Well, there's a lot of wrinkles, Allison,
okay,
with this. And Allison, give me the name of that company you're with again. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's Family First Care, LLC. When we have spoken.
Family First. Okay. Let me try to explain to you, Allison,
yeah,
where I am. Okay. What happened was, I don't know how much, I remember you calling, and I know you're from Family First.
We went
okay
over the OBRA and switching,
yeah,
that.
Well, I really didn't want to switch OBRA.
Okay.
Okay, let's get that clear. Okay.
Well, he's out of the age bracket for OBRA, so he's not able to receive it.
Well, that's my point. I don't know the rules.
Okay.
And I don't know the rules, and I'm always leery about when people tell me the rules because they're always going to slant the rules about themselves.
Okay.
Okay. Now, my Robert just turned 67.
Mm-hmm.
A couple days. What, today's
the, yeah,
15th. So he turned 67. So he's at max retirement age.
Okay.
I'm going somewhere with everything that I say. I'm going somewhere with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that means that theoretically, Robert Allison,
mm-hmm,
has, Robert's got, let's put it this way. How do I explain this to you politely? It's not offensive in any way. When Robert was born, he didn't get oxygen right away to his brain.
Okay.
So therefore, he's been damaged since birth.
Okay.
Okay. Now, with that as the backdrop,
yeah,
okay, I don't know the rules about these waivers and everything else. Now,
okay,
OBRA, okay,
mm-hmm,
well, now, when don't they write those waivers when you're young and they up until you're a certain age?
So, yes. So, for his condition, since he is considered ICF, let me see. So there is different programs. Some have different age brackets. And when he goes through the assessment with Maximus or the broker, I don't know if you remember doing it when he first applied for the waiver, but based off his physical criteria, and how he's diagnosed on that physician's form is how they cater to which program he's going to be serviced in. Now, since he was that age, that's probably why, and because he was ICF, which is, give me one second, I'm blanking on the...
take your time.
So I want to explain it.
I didn't apply for the waiver. I was just... to change the waiver, I was applying potentially if the state
has anything else.
If the state cut off the Medicaid, that would have been my fallback method to try to go. If they would have cut off my Medicaid and cut off, which means cut off OBRA, then I would have tried to go through you guys in the CHC waiver to get reinstated.
So actually, that's why I'm calling you. So I was checking, and I was trying to get in contact, but Robert was approved for the CHC waiver.
I know that. I'm going to tell you why. So I'm going to try to help you here. I got a letter from the Office of Maintenance Income that I got on Saturday, that just passed, the 12th, okay, stating that his OBRA... he still has his benefits, all his benefits, but they took the OBRA waiver away, and now he's in CHC. It's going to go to CHC.
So, yeah, so since he's out of that age bracket, they transition.
Well, See, that's what I'm trying to understand. Is that age bracket?
Oh, okay. So it's 18 to 59 is for the Oprah.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. And that's what I read. My question is how was he able to stay in 8 more years in OPRA before it got?
That's not a question for me. I'm not sure. Either somebody's not doing their job over there.
I'm not trying to pin anything.
No, I know, but I'm just saying it's that's who it would go targeted towards is the county assistance office for that. But new applicants at age 60 or older, so okay, this is what it's saying. He didn't need renewal for his long-term support services until this year when they cut off the OBRA waiver, and that's when I found you. So as of 2025.
Hold it. I'm just trying to understand. I'm a very intelligent guy, but I'm illiterate when it comes to all this stuff. So bear with me, Allison. So basically, this year, because this was his 67, I'm trying to figure out why they did what they did.
So he didn't need renewal until this year. So now that he's 67.
No. That's not true. Every year I have to send that paperwork in.
Then I'm not sure, to be quite frank with you, then somebody's not doing their job down at the county.
Okay. I'm just, like I said, I'm not trying to pin anybody or sue any. I'm just trying to understand this logically. So every year, I swear to God, Allison, if you were here and I'm headed to my house, I'll show you the paperwork. I got it going back for years. I had to fill out the same paperwork. The problem when I filled out the paperwork this year is that my mom passed away in August, and then they started hitting me with all this other shit, saying, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you didn't do this. And I did everything. I went down, Allison, to the county assistance office 3 times. I've been there 3 times.
Let me see. I'm going to check into the financial. Sorry to cut you off, but I'm going to check into the financial now that you said that.
You cut me off anytime you want. I'm not.
I'm going to. No, it's okay. I'm going to see if. No, it's the same. The same as the community health choices. So that wouldn't be it. I'm assuming it's the age, and only because on the Department of Human Services for the OBRA waiver qualification, it says a resident of Pennsylvania, age 18 to 59, individuals who turn 60 while in the waiver are able to continue to receive services through the OBRA until services are no longer needed. There you go. New applicants at age 60 and older will be referred to other programs. There you go.
So somebody finally called. Okay, so I agree with you. I read the same thing. So all I'm saying to you, and I'm not saying this to you to answer this, I'm saying to you is this. If we both read that properly, it took eight years to make this switch.
So it's saying individuals who turn age 60 while in the waiver, so in the OBRA waiver, are able to continue to receive OBRA waiver services until services are no longer needed. So depending.
Okay, so hold on. So no longer needed. So then why did they cut us off on March 18th?
I'm not sure.
Well, they probably cut us off because they said that they were missing, that I didn't send them documents. So maybe because that woke them up, so to speak.
Maybe.
Then they woke up and smelled the coffee from there. Maybe Maybe that's it.
Or did we switch him out of the – because I'm going to be honest, when we got this you guys were – so when I got this, it says patient had over 63 hours a week. Services were closed. His Medicaid was inactive. So whatever happened, it happened before. So I'm trying to figure out – so – I don't know if he did a reassessment that you know of, like with insurance or with the state or whatever,
that
made them think otherwise.
No, they cut him off on March the 8th. Well, first of all, Allison, paperwork, I'm just going to tell you the truth. The paperwork, they wanted that paperwork in by February the 7th. Okay?
I know, yeah.
If you come to... If you come to my house, professionally speaking,
mm-hmm.
didn't mean that to sound that way.
No, you're okay.
Okay, I can show you the form.
Yeah.
The form that says the renewal form is going to be in by February 7th. I can show you that I sent all that in by February 4th. Then it said to me, then I got more documentation that said that we didn't receive anything from you as February 28th.
That's not on you.
I'm right. It's really not on me. So you cut the benefits off. I appeal. And then on June the 4th, we went to the appeal, and there was a administrative law judge there.
Okay.
And my brother's caseworker was there. Now, I had called her 3-4 times. See, here's the problem with all these agencies. The representative never calls you back.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I'm not saying that's the problem with Family First. I'm saying that, you know, with the CAO, they don't call you back.
Oh, I know. Yeah, okay? that's who I deal with.
They don't call you back, you know.
Yeah.
And with my group, I love my group, okay? But I don't get my phone calls returned right away.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and if you return the phone call, you can alleviate the problem and make your job much easier.
There you go.
You nip the job problem in the bud until then the
I was just about to say.
Allison, the mushroom explodes.
I get it.
The mushroom explodes.
So I'm assuming you guys appealed and he was approved for the waiver.
Yeah, we appealed and we won the appeal.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, you know, because what they did was they reactivated the benefits until the appeal.
God, okay. I did see that.
They benefit, and then we won the appeal. Now I'm getting I'm just trying to figure this out. You know, and then the first question I'm going to ask you, which
mm-hmm.
I'm jumping way too far ahead of myself, is
you're good.
Now that Robert's 67 years old, now on the OBRA renewal form, Allison.
Mm-hmm.
They give you a thing on there that you could check a box for you when you renew. You can renew for so many years. Okay?
Yes.
It says 1, 3, and 5. Okay? You go to check 5 years, and then you speak to them. They tell you it doesn't matter what you check. You got to renew this every year.
Got it. Okay.
Now my question is the CHC benefit or the waiver different? Where you have to go through this same, excuse my French, you got to go through this BS every year, the same thing. I mean, in my opinion, and I'm not telling you I'm right.
No,
in my opinion, once you're a senior, look, think about this, Allison. You're
mm-hmm.
a great young woman. You know your stuff. Let me ask you a question, and this isn't for you to answer. This is a theoretical
mm-hmm.
question. In Robert's life, he's been like this since he was born.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay. They say, well, until your benefits are no longer needed. Well, in his case, I'm not saying across the board. In his case, he's going to need these things for the rest of his life. That's a given. Okay? So, and he's at 67 max or retirement age, because now what they're going to do with this Medicaid is they're going to force people getting Medicaid that are underage to go back and do some kind of work. Well, Robert's already past that point. Now we're changing, we're going to switch tracks here, if you don't mind, from the state to the feds.
Yeah.
Okay? The federal people, they, you know, when my mother passed last August.
Yeah.
My brother was allowed to apply for the upgrade into her benefits. Okay, and I was told that that if you win your whatever, you get 75% of what your parent got. Okay, I went down to South Philly Social Security. I did that, and the woman on the site, who's no longer there, told me, "Well, we made both decisions here." Money-wise, okay,
mm-hmm.
fine. So my brother was entitled to a $705 bump. okay? So it's going through the process and everything else, and then the doctors and Social Security, they determined that they want to test my brother. So I put him in last November, October. I think it was October, the end of October. I bring him into the IMA study. No, it was November, I think. The IMA group, forget when it was, at the end of either October or November. I bring him into the IMA group, Allison, is on Broad. I don't know if you're familiar with South Philly, but it was on Broad. It was in the old St. Agnes Hospital. So the woman tests my brother mentally, and he fails the test.
Yeah.
So my brother, you know, was entitled to that bump. So basically, in order to get the bump, they had a bump. They had, when he won, they should have bumped my brother up $723 a month.
Okay.
$725 a month. And they bumped him up $534. So they screwed him out of that. The problem with all this crap is everybody's quick to take it away from you, but nobody reinstates something. Okay, let me hit you with one more thing, because this doesn't mean you, but this is on your level, because
what I specialize in.
Your area of expertise. Now, when in April 17th, we got a letter stating that when Bob Wirt's benefits were cut off as of March 19th, right? They cut them off, okay? Then, at that point in time, Allison, Robert had to pay his Medicare Part B out of his Social Security check.
Out of his pocket, got it.
Okay, now when they reinstated the benefits temporarily towards the hearing, and then we won the hearing, we're still paying the $185 out of Social Security. They never reinstated that back.
It might start. Do you know if it starts the first of the month, of the next month, like his next payment?
Well, here's the thing. They did that on a letter, and they said that was going to take place. That was going to take place in the month of May. May's payment. Okay, his base Social Security payment. So it was going to go, Allison, from 1600.
Okay.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Again.
When did you guys have the appeal? I'm making a timeline on here. So March 18th, it was cut off. When did you appeal?
June. We made the appeal when we filed the. I think I filed the paperwork for the appeal. I think March the 17th. The hearing was on 6/4. Because I took Robert and my buddy of mine, who I've been friends with for 59 years, is kind of like my advisor. He came with us, and we went, and then Miss Williams, the supervisor, called back. They said that they let you know either by phone or by what's his name, a letter, if you won or lost the appeal. And she called me, told me we won the appeal.
Okay.
Okay. So I've been getting the money through public partnerships.
Okay.
And they paid me as of the last pay period. Now, in 2 days, I should be able to look in my app and see if there's a paycheck there. But I don't know if that's going to be cut off because of all this bullshit.
So public partnerships, you're with them, working with them currently, or you have been?
Well, public, when I do everything through First Alliance, right, I submit my hours through the app, and I'll tell you what that app is.
So are you working with them with the waiver, or you were working, or I'm sorry, with OBRA or with CHC?
I was working with them through OBRA.
Okay.
So hold on, I got a chance to park.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were in the car.
No, that's all right. Allison, hold on. Mm-hmm. So,
take your time.
Allison, hold on. So, yeah, it's the Time Number 4 Care app. So I go through. So with OBRA, Allison, let me hit you with a little more. With them, We were allowed. I'm not saying the title because you're entitled to.
Yeah.
We were allotted 9 hours a day. Okay. So 9 times 7, Allison, is 63 times
yep.
2 is 126.
Yep.
You know the numbers, okay, so to speak. And working with PPL before this Michigas.
Yeah.
Okay, my representative through PPL tried to do something really good for me. And she actually did. Now, all of this might go for naught. I don't know. But if it is, I'm going to be really furious at somebody. Okay? I called PPL after I spoke to her. What she did, Allison, is she put in for this fiscal year, and I think all these programs, the fiscal year runs 7/1 to 6/30, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Okay? She put in for this year, 7/1 of 25 to June 30, 26, that I get paid on 26 paychecks, I get 80 hours of regular pay and 46 hours of overtime every day, for this fiscal year that we're currently in.
Yeah.
I just got the first check last week, and I got 80 hours and 46 and 46 overtime hours,
mm-hmm.
okay? But she didn't check with me first, and she should have. She also tried to get last year's hour. What happened last year, Allison, from 7/1/24 to June 30/25 is they paid me for 46 overtime hours for the first four pay periods,
mm-hmm.
and then they paid me about half of them for the fifth pay period, and then for the rest of the year I got no overtime hours, so which I should have gotten. So I went back and did a spreadsheet, but she submitted her numbers to the state without checking with me. Okay? And I did a spreadsheet, and they shorted me 987 and a half hours of overtime plus 13 hours of regular time.
Got it.
Okay? You're talking, that's $22,000.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to recoup that money. All of this has just been a nightmare to me. But
so,
my question is,
mm-hmm.
what I think is probably the case, and here's where your expertise comes in.
Yeah.
I want to believe, or at least I like to believe, that this OBRA, the CHC waivers, like the OBRA waivers, all of that stuff with hours of bullshit, I like to think that all of that runs through PPL. Am I correct?
No.
Here you go.
Not for Community Health Choices waiver.
I'm going to get screwed out of a lot of money here. I don't know if I should just say, fuck this CHC and try to appeal OBRA. Okay? This whole thing has got me. I'm more upset now than I was when they took the benefits away.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And that's really, really, you know, like I said. So now it's going to take forever for me to get, because I got to call CHC to have.
Regardless if you switch it, that's still a lawsuit if they owe you the money.
What's that?
That's still a lawsuit, and they still owe you the money. Hold on. Where was PPL located? Where was, like, their headquarters? Was it in Philly?
Their headquarters on the check is somewhere and I'll let you know. It's somewhere. I could find it on my phone.
You're
now.
Good. I've heard a lot of complaints.
It's somewhere in Georgia, I think. Hold on, I'll see if I can find a pay stub.
Because they just took over the entire state of New York too, for their LTSS program. Because we have a second agency and public partnership just took over the entire state of New York as well, and everybody has to clock in and out through public partnership. So that's why I'm familiar with them already. I know Pennsylvania is having major league issues with them.
From what I understand, Allison, just to help your cause,
yeah,
you're on my team. They, from what I've been told, they just don't move very well.
Exactly. They're going through a lot of changes right now. They pretty much just took over, like I said, the entire state of New York's long-term support. So basically New York State's equivalent of the OBRA CHC waiver system. And that's strictly, their only caregivers are going to clock in and out of PPL. So for the entire state, can you imagine? So yeah, they're probably going through a huge transition right now. I don't know much about the public partnership in Pennsylvania. I know that they did take over some, and it might be, like you said, for the OBRA waivers, but definitely, you would have to contact PPL and get that money back. Because
the problem is that my representative, like, you know, it's like,
regardless of the, you don't have to switch back to the OBRA waiver. Like, they will always have in the system that Robert Squillis was a participant of the OBRA waiver from this state to that. That is permanent knowledge. That is not going away. You clocking in and out, if they have that linked on HHA or however you are clocking in and out through PPL, that's still going to be logged. It's illegal if they delete that. So that's still a case for you, no matter which program that he is involved in. However,
like this Wednesday, I'm sorry, I'll shut up.
No, you're okay. However, you can get paid as well through the CHC waiver. Do you know how much was the base pay for the OBRA for the 63 hours?
Yeah, our base pay was $15.13.
$15.13
then? Yeah, an hour. And then with the overtime, it's $22.70. You know, and it's like, all right, you know, I'm not looking to make $1 million here.
Of course, it's a non-skilled program.
And whatever they pay you, is it going to be nearly enough? So why, you know, it's like, okay, it's like, I'm very grateful that you're giving me whatever
you're giving me.
I'm not going to fight. Now I know people that get involved with this. And they get raises, they get this, they get that, you know, and everything else. I've been doing this for years. I've never put in for a raise once. All I wanted to do was get just to pay me out the overtime
for
$15.13. It's not like I got them to go up to $20 an hour,
of course,
and then bump the overtime to $30 an hour. I wasn't trying to do any of that. I tried to play within the rules and be honest, okay, so to speak. But my question, you know, in the CHC waiver is, like I said, they sent me a form,
mm-hmm,
and it said, you know, call this number, and I don't know if. Are they, like, if I don't fight anything, if I could get them to send me a CHC representative, are they going to allow me to pick an agency like I was allowed? We'll see the problem. Hold on. I got to go with this first. When I get this report, I forget what it's called, every month. I forget, it's like M6, OLTL report, blah, 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 right? Years ago, we were involved with a service coordination agency, mm-hmm, called Liberty Community Connections. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Yes, I have.
Okay. And a woman by the name of Tally Abramowitz was our coordinator.
Okay.
And then Tally had told me that they were closing shop, and they sent me a list who to pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
They sent me a list who to pick. I picked First Alliance, and I was able, kind enough, to get Barbara Brown. She's been wonderful to me. Okay? On those monthly reports, as of May of this year, it still lists Tally Abramowitz from Liberty Court. I don't know, everything is so screwed up. I don't know how to fix it.
Can I talk?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, I actually, so you do have a representative for Robert at his insurance, Keystone First Community Health Choices. That's long-term support services. Did you want, and I'm just cutting you off just because I wanted to tell you that.
I'm glad you did.
He has a woman by the name of Julie Bergman. I have her contact information.
Hold on. Let me get a pen.
You're good. Take your time.
Okay, hold on. Milton, Massachusetts. I don't know who they are, but hold on.
Yeah, take your time. I'm here.
Your priority. I'm just trying to grab a piece of paper here. Hold on. Allison, I'm sorry. So her name
don't
is...
Don't apologize. Julie. Yes, Julie Bergman, B-E-R-G-M-A-N.
B-E-R-G-M-A-N.
Her direct line?
Yes.
Is 267-472-4439. So this is Robert's service coordinator is what they call them at insurance. This is going to be the person who is looking to set up an appointment with you guys for home care hours. That also includes a plan of care for him, which is Meals on Wheels, emergency response systems, at-home modifications, and durable medical equipment, DME.
So she's my service coordinator.
Yes.
Okay, so she's going to come
waiver.
Out to my house for the waiver.
Mm-hmm. And create Robert a plan of care. That's what they call it. And that under that plan of care is everything, is the equipment that he needs. So if he needs, like, a wheelchair, a chair in the shower, railings
he
at home.
Allison, he doesn't need any of that. When he got that brain damage, it affected him mentally.
Of course,
physically,
yeah.
Physically, he's okay. Physically, he's okay. Like
he just
I said,
needs help staying on top of his daily living activities.
And he lives in my house. So
okay.
it's not like I'm going to go, you know, okay, let's just say, Allison, you hook me up with Julie. And then I guess, so she's going to set this up. But now, is Julie just with CHC or is she with an agency?
No, she is just with insurance. She's just with Keystone First Community Health Choices.
Okay, so she's just Keystone.
I am an agency.
Right. That's what I thought. See, because
mm-hmm.
I found out when I was speaking to another contact today, they did clarify one thing for me. Because I said, what happens with Robert's insurance? And I said, who do you have? I said, Cigna. So she goes, nothing happens to Robert's insurance. She goes, all of this that we're dealing with is on a state level. Medicare is federal. Okay? So
mm-hmm.
So if you get enlisted in the CHC waiver,
mm-hmm.
he still has his Medicare. Nothing
exactly.
Changes, okay? Keystone's just the supplement. It's
exactly.
Like, I'm like, okay, so it's the same thing like when you – it's like the same thing when you when you get them 65, you get Medicare, and then let's say you pick ABC insurance for Medicare.
Exactly.
And then you go get a Medicare supplement as
yep.
your supplement. So this is nothing changes with his Cigna.
Keystone's
just a supplement.
Yes. So right
well,
now
that made me feel a lot better.
Exactly. I'm staring at his Medicaid profile, and right now it says that his backup is Keystone First Community Health Choices with the waiver, and his primary
right.
is Medicare Part A and B, Cigna Health Spring. So that's perfect.
Right.
So, yeah,
and the only,
that's right.
The only thing with that is I got to get Medicaid to pay for the Part B, which is another problem because they were paying it up until they cut off the benefits.
Got it. Okay.
But I don't think that's any of yours. So basically. Now, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another form that they want me to fill out. and they got a number on there, you could call them or whatever. Should I just make the appointment with Julie and have her come out, or, you know, to do this, or am I going to need to make another an appointment?
No.
So she could carry the ball not only with CHC for the Keystone. She could carry any other for any other of the issues that I may have.
Yes.
Okay.
She's going to be your main point. Yeah, I would save her number in your phone. So you can call Julie, let her know that Robert is a new patient. She's probably been trying to get in contact, because that's usually what happens when they get assigned to somebody new.
Yeah, guess what? Now I'm looking at the phone number she has called. Hold on.
Yes. So call her, and you can schedule that appointment with her to come out and home, meet Robert, meet you, go over everything. She just deals with this plan of care. She doesn't need to know that you're going to be the aide or anything. She's not going to hire you. That'll be all on me.
She did call me a couple times, but see, when you call, I was going to call you this week anyway, but
yeah,
you beat me to the punch because it was expedited by me getting this letter on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
So give her a call. That's the next step. So she is your new representative at Keystone, his new insurance for the Community Health Choices waiver. She will set up the appointment for you guys to come out and home again, meet you guys, and go over home care hours. She will grade it like a test. She submits it to Keystone First Community Health Choices, and like I said, they grade it like a test, and the outcome a week, or the outcome of that test will be the hours a week that you can work for him. And then pay is around the same. So it's $15 an hour. We do pay weekly for the average of 40 hours. And then anything worked above time and a half, or sorry, worked above 40 hours is paid time and a half. And we do pay weekly instead of biweekly.
All right, so I lose 13 cents an hour. I'm not losing no sleep over 13 cents an hour.
That's what we start at 15. If he gets approved for, I could definitely do 15.25 if he is approved.
Whatever you could do is
fine. Yeah.
Like I said, because I got you guys, I got other people trying to solicit me with all
got
this
it.
Other business. I'm not just going to sell myself to the highest bidder, because what am I really
doing?
Yeah,
that's
I'm
what
not,
it's
I'm not
like.
I'm not that way.
I know. I can tell. I can definitely tell. And I just want you to know that, like, even if it doesn't, and I shouldn't say this over a recorded line for my business, but if it doesn't work out in the end, I'm just happy that I got to assist you guys and just help you understand what's going on with his benefits a little bit more, because
like
I know it's a scary world.
It's crazy, you know, and I did see her number come up. But
yeah.
I think she did leave me one message.
Okay.
Hold on. I got my phone right here. Hold on. Let me see if I saved a voicemail message. Hold on. I'll go right in there quick. Voicemail. Good spot. Hold on. She called me on July 7th. My name is Julie Bergman. Okay. I got it. When I get done with you, Allison,
okay,
in about 10 minutes, as soon as I unpack my car, that's the first person I'm calling.
You're all good. And then
let me ask you another question. See, I got to ask you some questions, because then I get overloaded and then I forget. And I'm like, okay, I can't get Allison. Allison, so how long is it going to take if I go in Wednesday and to my app and I don't have a check? Okay, so I guess I lose that. I don't know. I don't know how that works. But
so
how long is it going to take from the day I sit down with Julie in my kitchen to get set up to get paid?
It depends on when she can set that appointment up with you guys.
That's true.
She can set it up if she's available this week. I would say most likely get it next week. It takes 5 business days to process that insurance. And then 24 hours for us to see the what's called an authorization in my email with the approved hours and start of care date for Robert. So it would take around like a week for it to process in total.
Okay, now how does we actually do this? Do you guys have an app like they have?
Yes, we have HHA, for Home Healthy HHA Exchange. And when you hand in all of your paperwork, so application, I-9W-4, TV test, all of that, we can solidify your caregiver profile, and it generates a clocking in and out ID for you. You call the number that's given to you from HHA, and you plug in that number, clock in, clock out. Same thing.
Okay, we'll figure that. Let's just get this out of the way.
You're all good. I'll take you step by step.
Yeah, I'm taking the cart before the horse.
Okay. You're all good.
I'm gonna do that, Allison. Thank you very much.
Of course.
I am going to, like I said, once I get situated, I'm going to call Ms. Bergman.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Ms. Bergman, and I'm going to ask Ms. Bergman to make an appointment to come to the house.
Yep.
And then I'll have a pad of paper. I'll take notes. I have your number because I know you're great at returning calls. And when I get home after I speak to Ms. Burr, I'm gonna speak to PPL to see if there's anything I could get out of them. But if they
terminated him.
Well, I got a paycheck last week.
Call in and see the official date that he was terminated in their system, and that's when they should owe you pay until. At agency to agency, that's how I would handle it. If somebody called me and was like, hey, I didn't get paid, and I see the clock in and out, and we have an authorization and we're authorized to pay, why not? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, because I put in, Allison, all the shifts for this pay period.
Yeah, exactly.
I put them all in, and they all got approved. You know, on my side, like I said, I'm just praying that I get a paycheck this Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because if I do, then I'll be like, okay, then
if there's a gap in services.
Yeah, if there's a little bit of a gap in services, I'm okay with that also.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. You know, like I said, I'm just going to, if I do all this and everything else, and let the OBRA go go from there, you know, I got to get up and running as quickly as I can. And
I'm sure between you and Julie,
you guys will help towards that.
Of course. And I'm sorry to cut you off again. I just wanted to ask my little ADHD brain. I tend to do that. I wanted to ask.
I ramble, so you cut me off. You're not insulting me in any way.
Oh, my goodness. What was I going to say? Jeez Louise. Oh, my goodness. Oh, is there any other services that Robert was getting under OBRA, like any special facility-type work that you would want me to kind of confirm is still covered under CHC?
You can confirm it, but like I said, as of right now, Allison.
It was just the home care?
Yeah, it's just me, like I said, Allison, tomorrow. I got to take him to his urology appointment.
Yeah.
Okay. Which means I got to come home, pick him up, drive him down to South Philly, take him to his appointment,
mm-hmm.
go from there, and everything else. Like I said, every morning I wake up, I have to give him a shower.
There you go. Okay.
It's more of like holding his hand through things.
Yeah.
You know, he's not like incapacitated. He needs somebody in house care. No, he don't need anything.
I get it.
All he needs is a little push. What I do for him, and I got to get, you know, like I said, and the money that, like I said, you know, so you're talking what, $15, 13 cents an hour. I'm just going by the numbers that I want.
Yeah.
$22.70. And, you know, and then, like I said, if Julie Bergman says, well, you only need like 20 hours of care a week, well, there's no deal here. And I'll say it right up front to you. I need 40 hours a week. I need to know how many hours you're going to give me a day, okay,
mm-hmm.
knowing that, because then you times that by the week, times it by two, back out 80, and get time and a half for the difference. If I don't get that, okay, I'm not, there's no deal.
You can let them know. Well, so Julie's going to be in charge of the hours, and let them know that you were getting 63.
I'm going to tell her the truth. I'll show her the pay stubs. How old
is
the fourth Julie? All I'm looking for is 63 hours a week, like I was getting. 63 times 2 is 126, minus 80, 46, 80 regular hours at 15, 13, time and a half. I'll show her my last pay stub when she's here. That's
yeah.
all I'm looking for, Julie. I'm not looking to break the bank. Now, if you want to be nice enough and give me 11 hours at those rates, I'll thank you big time. But I'm not going
yeah.
to ask her for that. I'm not going to ask her for that. I'm not going to, but other people out there would pressure you into it. So, like, don't, I got texts from other community services places, you know.
Got it.
Willing,
yeah, they're going
to
attack.
Yeah, and they're willing to, you know, I mean, I forget who it was. Somebody was telling me that, you know, they want to get, I'm like, I'm not looking for $20 an hour. All I want is what I had, is to keep what I had. And
got
it. I really want to ask Julie, like I said.
You don't like change.
I'm not crazy
about it.
I can live with change hours.
I get it. But if it doesn't have to.
If you don't, but here's the question.
If broke, don't fix it.
If it's right, if it's a change is necessary, I'm okay with it. If it's really not necessary, then why are you doing it?
Of course. Okay. I get it. So, yeah, so you
I,
are
I,
able to, at that appointment with Julie, they usually do ask at the end, like one of their last questions of the assessment is, how many hours do you want me to submit a week? And Robert and you can both say, if he's verbal, I don't know the condition, but you can say for him, 63 hours a week. And then I also, if you want, I do advise people to always request 10 more hours than they're going to. So if you guys are going to request and want 63, I want you to request 73 because I want you to give them room for cuts.
You're a dear. I can't wait to No. I know what you're saying, and I'm gonna
exactly.
Okay, you got to look. If you ask for what you want, they're going to cut you short of that.
Exactly.
So over ask and have them
cut it.
You know, cut you down to what you're really looking at trying to get.
Exactly. So if you guys want, go and request 168 hours a week, but they might only approve you the 63. They might approve them more. Who knows? But yeah, definitely. I would start with 75.
Okay. Right.
Because if you want around the 63.
I was going to say 77, not to be a pig.
No, not at all. That's fine. 77.
I was going to say 77 only because it's the denomination of 7, so that's 11 hours
you're
a
all
day.
Good. Yeah.
So maybe if you do that and she does monk in the middle and she gives you 10,
you're all good.
And she does 10, then you got 80 hours.
Yeah.
We know the math. Okay.
But always request more. Yeah, of
all
course.
Right, I'm going to call PPL now.
All right.
And then I'm going to call Julie.
Yeah.
And get her out as soon as I can. I have to go in my house and look at my calendar with the doctor.
You're all good.
Because as soon as she's got an availability, I'm taking it.
Of
so,
course.
Allison, I can't thank you for your assistance in
it's
this
my
matter.
My absolute pleasure.
Oh, you were dear. Like I said, once I got that letter, I said, I'm calling Allison.
Yep.
And I usually call my one buddy. I left work today at 1:20, and I called my one buddy. And as soon as I saw 7421, I said, Frank, I got to take this.
Oh, you're a doll. Thank you.
So let me ask you one more question, Allison.
Mm-hmm.
Your office.
Yes.
Your office. Where is your office located?
So my office is located in Philadelphia. However, we cover all the way up until Lancaster County. So all the way.
Oh, so you cover Montgomery?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
We do. And everything can
okay.
be done online, like link-wise and like application, I-9W-4. And we give you direct contacts for everybody. And I'll pretty much explain how it goes when you guys become active with the agency. You guys will get assigned to a patient coordinator that'll be assigned to Robert and be your point of contact at the agency and give you guys monthly calls
yeah, like
and check in.
Yeah, they'll be like my Barbara Brown. I was
exactly
like I said. So you're what's his name? That your agency is Family First?
Yes. Family First Care LLC. because there's Family First Healthcare, and that is not us.
Okay, Family First Care LLC. Okay. And you said that you're located in Philadelphia.
Yes, 19131.
So that's, are you in Center City?
Yes.
Okay, so you're in Center City somewhere. Okay. I'm down there a lot. I go down to Municipal Services. And,
oh, yeah. We're right over there.
Yeah, so you're, so okay. So are you north of City Hall or are you below City Hall?
I believe we're like, so our front-facing office is in Philadelphia. I work in the corporate office in New York. Because we have different branches of different states.
You're in the corporate office in New York.
I am. However, our front-facing office is in Philadelphia, and I work closely with them. I have their contacts as well. The administrators there, everyone in charge is down there.
So all the people that, basically, I would never want to step on anybody's toes if everything all works out, but I'm sure that you're tight with all of the people from the corporate office. I mean, you're tight with the people from the local office.
Yeah.
And you'll help me along with that line as well. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, of course.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I can't thank you enough.
You
thank
are
you for
very welcome.
The 2 minutes that I sorely needed.
Of course.
Like I said, I just need to speak to PPL to find out a little bit what's going on with that. Like I said, I don't know.
You're all good.
I mean, your money. Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I got to try to figure out because they, I don't know, it's just a mess. So let me fight with them.
I'm sorry.
If I need you, that's all right.
Yep.
Not your fault. No, it's not your fault. I'm realizing in this business real quick that there's a lot of people like yourself that really care about people like Robert.
Thank you. And I'm glad that you're able to decipher because I'm not trying to market.
No, I'm not. I mean, believe me, Allison, where I grew up, I could tell somebody genuine and somebody that's
thank you. I appreciate that.
And like I said, I go, she's very knowledgeable. She's very bright.
Thank you.
Bright, personable, speaks beautifully, and returns phone calls. She's doing
thank you.
You know, I mean, but other people, I'm not going to get into them.
You're all good.
I don't know. Allison, thank you again. I'm going to make
of
those
course.
Calls. And if you want to follow up anytime, you feel free to do so. If
okay.
Julie Bergman throws me a curveball, I'll get back to you. But hopefully by the end of today or tomorrow, I'll have her booked to come to our home.
Do you remind me, are you the one that works? Do you work all week until Friday, or do you have any days off during the week?
No, I work 5 days a week, but I don't work full days, hours.
Okay.
Wise. So you know, like I said, like I could squeeze.
You left at like 1 today.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I left at 1 today. And that's late for me actually. But
so I'll call you later on in the day just to make sure
if you ever want to talk to me, you call me anytime. And you can always call me anytime. Your best time to call me is shortly after 1 o'clock. Because from that point in time, I'm either taking Robert to a doctor's appointment, I'm going to a doctor's appointment, or I'm going home to have lunch with Robert and get on, and help him get on with his day.
That's it.
So it's not like I'm just, you know, it's not like, you know, oh, well, they get this money and they don't do shit. Well, you know, you look at Robert's, you know, everyday the living. Like I said, he don't need a wheelchair. He walks fine. He can do this. I give him his bath, and everything else. And I help him with the little things that he needs. I know I'm his caretaker, Allison, but he's also my brother. And I have to believe if the situation was reversed, Allison, he'd do it for me.
I know. I have a brother. I empathize. I get
it. You understand. See, Allison, one more thing. Because this could be a long-term relationship, which I hope it is. Allison, there's two kind of people, and there's three kind of people, Allison, in this world. People that get it, people that don't get it, and people that get it but refuse to accept it so they don't get it.
I know.
You know, and that's all you got, Allison. You don't have, there's nothing else.
I know.
Allison, so thank you for everything. Stay well and stay safe. I'm sure I'll be talking to you as the week progresses.
You as well. I will check on you Wednesday latest, okay? If
Sounds
you need
good.
Me, you just call me.
Thank you, Allison.
Of course. Take care, Jimmy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.